What does it say, Meddy?
Nothing, Ahmad. Some person's filed a complaint against us, that's all.
Who?
Someone wanted to buy this property but couldn't come up with the money for it.
You mean Mr. Fani?
Yes.
Why did he file a complaint, Meddy?
No reason, Uncle Hamid. I already told you that. You see, Ahmad, you've made Uncle Hamid worried for no reason. Go inside, Uncle Hamid.
I could tell he wasn't a good person from the first time I met him.
Well, Ahmad, why didn't you say that first, then?
I did, sir. Didn't I tell you? His own driver was even scared of him. When you're scared of someone, it means that person isn't a good guy.
Oh, forget about all that, Ahmad. Did you even take a look at Uncle Hamid today?
I did, sir. I said hi to him when he came in.
That's not what I meant. I meant his appearance. Look at how much he's changed. You didn't look at him properly.
I look like the way I used to, Ahmad.
Yeah, he looks nice.
He looks nice, is that all? He looks fabulous. He looks fabulous.
You did an excellent job, Meddy.
Whenever I used to get excited and buy any new clothes, Ahmad would be the only person who wouldn't get excited.
I didn't say anything because I didn't want to jinx it.
Don't you remember how you always used to criticize me? Whenever I bought any new clothes, he'd say, "Why do you keep throwing your money away? Why do you keep throwing
your
money away?"
That's because he always used to spend all his money on clothes. He used to really overspend when he was still single, but after Susan came along, she sorted him out for good.
Ahmad?
She couldn't fix me either.
I'm sorry, Hamid. Please forgive me. I hope I didn't upset you.
No, Ahmad. You didn't upset me.
I'm really sorry. Forgive me.
Have we got any tea here?
Yes, I just brewed some. I'll go bring it for you.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Well, my work is done here, ma'am. Just come over here a minute so I can test it, will you?
Thank you very much.
All right. Look, ma'am. There's one lock. There's the second one. You happy with that?
Yes, thank you. All right.
I took care of everything. I changed the whole thing for you.
Thank you. How much do I owe you?
No worries. I'll tell you in a minute. Here are your keys for you. Look after them carefully, right?
Thank you very much.
Well, I'll be 47,000 for everything.
I'll go bring it for you.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Here's your change.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Excuse me, the door to your parking lot was open when I got here, so I brought my motorbike inside.
Oh, okay. I'll bring the remote for you while you go down.
Thanks again, ma'am. Let me
know
if you need anything else.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Bye, then.
Goodbye.
Hey there, Ms. Bazogmare. I'm smarter than him, hey? Are you upset with me for some reason?
Why should I be upset with you?
Well, actually, ma'am, you've been ignoring me lately.
Excuse me?
Don't you think that I've noticed, ma'am? You don't even look at me anymore. Excuse me, Sahar. I've got something to ask you. The thing is that I've been planning on talking to you for a while now.
About what?
About myself. I also mean about you. No offense, Sahar, but I believe that... It's very hard for a woman to live alone in this day and age.
What exactly do you mean?
Well, the truth is that I wanted to come propose to you with my mother, if that's all right with you.
And who told you I'm alone?
Oh, come on.
Give me an answer. Who told you such a lie? I have a husband.
Not anymore. I told you not to count on him anymore.
First of all, you had no right to eavesdrop on me. And secondly, you misunderstood us. We had a fight that day. But then we made up.
Please, can you just give me a break here? I'm not as stupid as you think I am, ma'am. That guy hasn't been around in ages. Please. I don't have a problem with you being divorced. So don't worry about that. I mean, my mom did complain in the beginning when I told her, but I managed to convince her. Nothing to worry about.
Look, you're a pathetic piece of rubbish, you know.
There's no need to be rude now, ma'am.
Well, you don't know who you're talking to.
Ha! And who exactly do you think you are then, ma'am?
Do you think I've become so desperate that I'd marry a piece of garbage like you?
Not so loud, not so loud.
Get out of my way!
Let's go up together. You know, you're really full of yourself. Who do you think you are, huh? Actually, it's my fault for being sorry for you. I just wanted to help you and support you. You know, I'm really starting to see everything that your ex-husband said about you.
Listen, you better watch what you say to me. If you ever bother me or cross paths with me again, you'll be sorry, mister.
Oh, what are you gonna do? I'm so scared. Come on, ma'am, I'm just...
Stupid piece of trash.
Who are you talking to?
What are you doing here?
No reason, I just came to see whether or not you had changed your locks. Why are you so angry? Aren't you going to tell me what happened?
What a stupid jerk.
Who?
That stupid guy, the one who lives upstairs.
What did he do?
Nothing, he came up to me and tells me he wants to propose to me.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
You haven't seen what he looks like. That guy's worth nothing. He can't even talk properly, and then he comes telling me that he's convinced his mom to come propose to me. She wasn't happy about it in the beginning, like I'm supposed to thank him or something. Oh, thank you so much for convincing your mom to let me marry you. Yes, laugh. Go ahead and laugh. My life's turned into a joke.
Forget it, man. There's no need to get angry. My mom always says that girls have 100 different types of suitors.
This one was exceptional, I swear. Oh, goodness, I'm so miserable.
Don't you say you suspect him to be one of those who broke into your car?
Well, yes.
It'll be funny if your guess is correct. He steals from you during the night and proposes to you during the day, yeah?
Stop laughing, Farhanak. You can't just turn everything into a joke.
Okay, okay, there's no need for you to get upset. Didn't you tell me that guy saw Farhad in your house? You said Farhad told him off. So how does he know that you're not with Farhad and that he left you?
Farhad didn't leave me. I left him, you hear me?
Okay, fine, whatever. How does he know that Farhad doesn't exist anymore?
He was eavesdropping on us from behind the door.
Oh, he really is a filthy jerk then. Sweetheart, why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you so angry? You said no to him. End of story.
No, the thing is, my life's reached a point now where a person like him thinks he's got the right to talk to me like that. And then he thinks he can be my husband.
That's how some people are. They get delusional as soon as they see that someone's got a fancy house or car. They think, what could be better than that? That girl's got everything all ready for me, so I better try my luck. Don't you agree? That's just my opinion. I think you should move. Things will stay the same as long as you stay here. And the guy you're talking about seems to be a real jerk. And he's not going to let go that easily.
By the way, how did you come inside?
Well, I rang your doorbell, and you didn't answer, so I got worried, and I rang your neighbour's doorbell, and they opened the door for me. Hey, did the locksmith come?
Yes.
That's one of those cheap locks. You should have at least told him to put a security screen so that you can close the door when you're sleeping at night. Here. Doesn't really matter. Drink some tea and relax a bit.
Why didn't you inform us you weren't coming to work on Thursday? You know the rules of this company, don't you? When you take leave without any notice, your Fridays will be deducted from your leave days.
Oh, I told Mr. Rui about it. He was informed.
Well, you really should have informed me.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that you thought your position was higher than the CEO's.
Listen, Missy. Stop changing the subject. I am the administrative manager of this company, do you understand?
I've told you. If you have any complaints, you can talk to Mr. Rui about it. He knew that I wasn't coming to work. How can I help you? Hello? How can I help you? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Tyree.
Well, hello there, Yasi. How are you?
Good, thanks. I just called my dad's office, and that girl's picked up again.
Oh, yes, she's back.
But you said she's never coming back.
What can I say, Yasi? Do you know she won't even inform me about her leave? She speaks to Mr. Rui directly now.
What do you mean?
Well, she says she's informed Mr. Rui about her absence on Thursday.
He was well aware of it.
And I bet you didn't say anything to her, did you?
What was I supposed to say? She's so rude, she didn't even say hi to me.
Come in. Hey there.
Hi, how are you?
What's the matter? Why are you upset?
I thought we had finally gotten rid of that girl. But she keeps finding her way back in here.
Who are you talking about?
We're talking about Miss Faramund.
What has Miss Faramund done?
You mean you don't know, or are you pretending you don't know?
What don't I know?
The fact that she's got some plans in her head for my father.
What plans? Talk properly so I can understand what you're saying.
You know perfectly well what I'm saying. Everyone here knows. Don't act as though you're unaware of everything.
It's not right for you to talk about these baseless accusations against your father.
Baseless? That girl's carrying out her wicked plans, step by step. I'm sure she'll succeed if we don't do something very soon.
You're making a mistake. You see, Miss Faramund might have acted a bit carelessly, but that doesn't mean she's got plans for your father.
I'm a woman myself. I know the meaning behind those maneuvers much better than you do.
I'm sorry, but I think these rumors are ridiculous. Mr. Rue is old enough to be Miss Fireman's father.
Mrs. Tahiri, could you please come to Farquhar's office for a minute? Yes, right now would be great, thanks.
Come in.
Here you go.
What's this?
It's Farquhar's report.
Tell him to come here.
Okay. But please let them finish their meeting first, and then I'll tell him to come see you. Mr. Rui, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take up your time, but I still think it would be better if I left this place.
What's the matter now?
It's nothing. But I think some people might turn against me even more if I continue to stay and work for this company. I really don't want you to have to worry about me with all these other matters that you have on your mind.
Well, I had a talk with Yasaman the other night, actually, and told her to treat you properly. So there's no need for you to worry.
It's useless, Mr. Rui. Yasaman doesn't like me very much. She didn't even say hello to me just now.
Is Yasaman here right now?
Yes. She went to Farquhar's office. Miss Tahiri joined them as well. I bet they're both saying things about me behind my back now to make Yasaman hate me even more.
Did you have a problem with Farquhar as well?
No, of course not. I never had a problem with Miss Tahiri either. She's the one who keeps bothering me. She came up to me today and said, "Why didn't you come to work on Thursday? I'm going to deduct Friday from your leave day since you didn't come to work on Thursday." And I kept telling her that I already told Mr. Rui that I wasn't coming in on Thursday, and she keeps saying...
What did she say?
Nothing, forget it. I don't want to occupy your mind with these things.
Tell me what Mrs. Tahiri told you.
She said I should ask her for permission, not you. She said she's the administrative manager of this company. And I'm pretty sure that she's probably telling Farquhar bad things about me right now. Mr. Harry has decided not to let me work in this company anymore, so she's turning everyone against me just so that she can reach her goal.
Listen, all of our employees here need to organize their leave days and other things like that with Mrs. Tahiri. So she was right about that. But if Mrs. Tahiri's goal... if her goal is indeed what you just told me, then I won't let her accomplish that goal.
But I believe that your support for me will just make Mrs. Tahiri hate me more and more every single day.
It doesn't matter, because she'll only be hurting herself that way.
Yes, you're right. Mrs. Tahiri doesn't matter to me either. But Yasaman means a lot to me, Mr. Rui. I really do not want her to hate me. I want Yasaman to like me just the same way that I really like her.
You need to give her some time, that's all. I told you this before. Yasaman's a very kind girl. But she can get grumpy sometime, or like you said, she can get influenced by what other people tell her. But if you bear with her for just a little bit longer, Yasaman will come to realize that she's making a mistake. And then she'll start liking you soon afterwards.
It's my dream to become friends with Yasaman.
Well, try to make her understand that. And leave the rest to me. And I'll see what I can do.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I agree that Miss Farmund has acted inappropriately on several occasions. I was surprised too when she came to the restaurant with us. But none of these things really mean that she's got these stupid thoughts in her head.
Well, she doesn't think she's stupid, does she? She thinks she's being clever.
Well, I'm really sorry, Mister, but I don't think that that girl's behavior is quite unintentional either.
I apologize for saying this, Mrs. Tahiri, but I know Miss Farmund has been very impolite to people in the past. I even saw how she spoke rudely to you a couple of times as well. She may have offended you, but you shouldn't make Yasaman worried just because you're upset.
I don't understand. What do you mean by saying that? Are you trying to say that like Mrs. Tahiri?
Excuse me, Yasaman. By the sound of it, you think that I've just made these things up because I actually want to get back at Mrs. Farahmand, right?
No, I'm just saying you can leave a positive impact on Yasaman.
You should know then that Yasaman came to see me the day after Miss Farahmand was invited to the art exhibition. She came to me because she was worried. I had never said anything about Miss Farahmand to Yasaman before that. Had I told you anything?
That's exactly what I'm saying here. Maybe if you weren't upset with Miss Farahmand that day, you could have told Yasaman that she was making a mistake, instead of adding to her worries. Then she wouldn't be so worried now.
Sorry, sir. I'm really sorry that you think that way about me. Just to set the record straight, I did exactly what you said. I told Yasaman that Miss Farahmand was just being childish and naive. But when Yasaman left my office, Miss Farahmand came in and said something that made me certain that she wasn't as naive as I thought. I told her to throw away any thoughts she had in her head about Mr. Ray. I said Mr. Ray can only be a father figure to her, nothing more. But she said no one can be a father to her except her own father.
Why didn't you tell me that sooner?
I wouldn't have said it now either if I didn't have to. Excuse me. I have to get back to work.
What do you say now?
Let's suppose you're right and Miss Farahmand has plans.
Let's suppose. You mean you still didn't believe it?
All right, fine. Even if Miss Farahmand has plans for your dad, there's no way Mr. Rui will ever fall for such a thing.
It's possible. It's possible for any person who's alone and feels like his life is empty to get tricked. Anyone can get tricked.
Yasaman, you should stop being so pessimistic towards your father. There's no way that Mr. Rui will fall for a 22-year-old girl's tricks.
He already has. If we don't do something immediately, I'm sure it'll be too late.
If that's the case, then talk to him. Tell your dad what's bothering you, then.
I already did. I talked to him a few nights ago.
And?
I told him to fire Miss Farahmand just so I would know I've been making a mistake. I even said give her 2 years' worth of pay so you won't feel guilty about it. I begged him. I kept pleading. I even cried. But he didn't agree to it. He said it's impossible. If I don't stop that girl soon, I'm sure my dad's gonna fall for even more. I don't know what to do about this situation right now.
Well, I find it hard to believe that your father would even go down that path.
There's nothing harder for me than to sit here and say something bad like this to you about my dad. I was trying to talk myself out of it on the way here, but I haven't had a good chance. You're the only person who can help me. Before things really get out of hand, don't you understand?
I really don't know what you want from me. I mean, I don't know what I can do to help.
You see, I'm certain the more Manu stays here, the harder it will get for us to stop her. I have to get her away from my dad as soon as possible. We have to come up with an excuse or something so my dad can fire her.
How do you mean?
My dad won't even listen to what Mrs. Tahiri says about Mrnush anymore. I'm sure that if he had to choose between Mrs. Tahiri and Mrnush, I assure you he won't choose Mrs. Tahiri. Look, you're the research manager of this company. You're very different from Mrs. Tahiri. My dad always says a lot of the improvements that have been made here were because of you. And anyway, you're not a simple employee. You know how much my dad likes you. He would love it if you and I got married, so you could be his son-in-law.
What are you trying to get at, Yasaman?
If my dad had to choose between whether you or Mrnush should stay here, I'm sure he would choose you, of course.
So you want me to look for an excuse and ask your dad to fire her, right?
Yes. You need to tell my dad that he either fires her or you resign.
No, I'm not going to do that. I do not think that it's ethical.
Don't talk to me about ethics, because she's totally being unethical here as far as I'm concerned. I know I'm asking you to do something really difficult. But I thought because of your unquestionable love for me, you wouldn't say no that easily, right?
Of course I love you, but I've seen nothing but respect from Miss Faramund. How can I do something like that to her?
Perhaps you can't understand how I'm feeling here. Because you have a family. A mother and a father who still live with each other despite any differences they might have. I just want to save my family. I've promised Benjamin that we will all be together as a family again. And now Mrnush wants to take my dad away from us because of his money. That's what I call unethical. Do you really think that, considering the state I'm in, I'll be able to even provide you with a peaceful life like your mother has?
I'll provide you with the family life you're after. Leave it to me. Try to create that happy family yourself, instead of trying to force people to love each other.
What am I going to do about Benjamin then? Should I tell him that I'm getting on with my life? So you should get on with yours as well? What's the point of having a family then?
Well, tell Benjamin to come live with us. You and I will provide him with a family.
So you mean if one day you and I have a fight and we get upset with each other, everyone else should just sit and watch while we drift further and further apart from each other, right? And then someone comes along and starts fishing in troubled waters.
I don't know what to say to you. Just because your parents' marriage has reached a dead end doesn't mean the same will happen to you.
So you're not prepared to help me then? Okay, you're right. This is my problem. You don't need to get involved.
Yasaman. You know perfectly well that you're the most precious thing in the world to me. I want to build a life for you that'll make up for all the turmoil you've suffered these past years.
If each partner in a marriage is only going to think about themselves, then why create a new family in the first place? If that's what's going to happen in the end, then I'm sorry, but I'm not interested in marriage at all.
It's 8 p.m. Call him and ask him why he's not here yet.
There's no need for that. They'll be here soon.
Why are Mehdi and Parastu coming here?
You only care about yourself. You're not aware of anything else.
Well, I'm asking you so I know.
Mehdi's received a subpoena from court.
What? What for?
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
Come in.
Hello, darling.
Hello, how's it going?
Hi, Manoush. How are you doing?
How's it going, Paris 2?
Oh, my sweet little angel. My sweet little angel.
Let me put our things away. I've bought some fresh herbs for
you, Mom. Thanks a lot, sweetie. Hey there, cutie pie.
You've grown up a lot. Oh, cutie.
She's so gorgeous. I just adore her. She's such a sweet...
Let me put it in the kitchen. Thank you. I will manage.
Isn't Mehran at home?
No. Mehran's been depressed ever since his proposal got rejected. The poor guy's lost hope, I think.
Oh, please don't say that. Who says my baby's lost hope? Go and pour a few cups of tea for us.
Tuba? Sweetheart?
Psst.
Go to sleep, my little angel.
Little munchkin.
What's with this subpoena that's been sent to you, Maddie?
Subpoena?
I didn't say anything.
Ahmad told me about it.
What kind of guy is Ahmad? Is he calling everyone and telling them my business now?
Well, I have to know about it, son.
But, Dad, it's nothing important for you to worry about. Here, have some fruit.
No, thank you.
How can it not be important? Court doesn't hand out subpoenas for no reason.
Ahmad did a very bad thing.
Don't get mad at him now, son. He was looking for you, so he called you, but your phone didn't have reception. I could tell he was worried, so I asked him the reason, and he wouldn't tell me anything until I forced it out of him. So why don't you tell me the story yourself?
But it's not important, Dad. Do you remember the time Mr. Fani cancelled the deal? He said I should give him the interest for the 200 million that he had given me. But I told him I'm not the type of person who gives or receives interest, so off he goes and files a complaint against me in the hope of getting some money out of me, that's all.
Did you cancel the contract you made with him?
Why should I have cancelled it, Dad? It was just a handwritten agreement that we wrote and signed together. It wasn't a formal legal document to begin with anyway. Dad, don't worry about a thing. That contract is worth nothing.
You should have made him sign at the bottom of it, stating that it's been annulled. How are you going to prove now that the money you gave back to him was the same money in the contract?
Yes, but I don't need to prove anything. I deposited the 200 million that was written in the contract back into his account.
Why did you deposit it into his account? You should have at least given him a check so you could have some evidence.
Oh, come on, Dad. Bank statements are a form of evidence. He can't just deny it. There's no need for you to worry. Nothing's going to happen out of this, really.
Sweetheart, you've already been bitten once before. You should be more careful, darling.
Hey, Mehdi, I've told you this many times before. Business dealings have their own rules and regulations.
Yes.
The guy's made a contract with you. He should have written that the deal was off before you gave him any money. Where's your copy of the contract now?
It is in my safe in the workshop.
Don't throw it away. That way, at least we'll know if he adds anything to his own copy.
He can't do that, Dad. Don't worry about it. He's not going to do something like that, really.
I hope bad people like that get caught up with their own troubles so they won't have time to create problems for others.
I don't want any, thank you.
Here, darling. Hold her while I go check
sweetie,
up on the dinner.
Come here, sweetie, my angel. My sweet little girl.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Hey, Mehdi, do you want me to tell our company lawyer to go with you?
No, you don't need a lawyer for something like this.
Well, at least if you go with a lawyer, you'll know the law better. It might help you.
Thank you.
Let me serve the rice, Mom.
Hey, darling, did you speak to Manoush?
Yes.
Did you ask her why she's gone back to work?
She said it's none of your business. Don't interfere.
What did she say?
Shh, Mom. She'll hear you.
Tell me. The rumors that they've been making up about her, they involve her boss. Is that right?
I don't know what to say.
Paris, too. I asked you to find out about what that girl's up to so we can stop her before she goes down the wrong path. I don't want you to act as her confidant by keeping her secrets to yourself, darling.
What secret, Mom? I already told you everything.
Well, then, tell me. Is she involved with her boss or not?
No, but, well...
But what?
I don't think there's anything going on between the two of them, but people are saying things behind their backs.
She needs to be stopped right away.
Mom, what are you going to do?
I'm going to tell her dad and Mehdi about it right now. Let's see if she's got the guts to tell them it's none of their business as well.
دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست، یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست، این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست. برگرد امشب دیگه داره آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه؟ این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی، این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد. درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.